adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Your nuts hurt, huh, Drew?
One does.
Which one?
The side that the big hernia was on.
Left?
Yeah.
Drew had his hernia surgery. Well, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow, right?
Yes, indeed.
And, boy, where's the time go?
Isn't that crazy?
Like only yesterday you were complaining about and lamenting and
kvetching
about
yeah.
going in there. Now it's been 2 weeks.
And I'm just kvetching about the aftermath.
Yeah. What happened? Still got some pain?
Yeah.
Got a little Motrin going?
Yeah. There it is.
Does anything work or can you tell? Like aspirin, Motrin, that kind of stuff. It works?
Yeah.
One day I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a list of stuff that works.
Yeah,
NyQuil be right at the top of that list, like over-the-counter stuff that works.
Yeah. No, Advil works, Motrin works, Aleve works.
You know what else works? Cipacol. No, wait. Chloraseptic.
Yeah.
Chloraseptic. You spray that?
Doesn't do crap, but it works.
Doesn't help, but if your throat's hurt and you spray it on there, it's good. There's a whole list of that, and then I'm going to write a whole list of stuff that doesn't work. All right.
Seems like all the bowel stuff works.
Yeah.
Suppositories and the laxatives and the antidiarrheals. That all works.
You know, Drew, I'm coming up on 39 years of age.
Yes.
And I've yet to ever take anything for heartburn or acid reflux or constipation or diarrhea or anything.
Yeah.
Entire life. I think when I was, when I was 5 and I had diarrhea, I probably took some Kaopectate or something like that.
Anything,
but.
No.
I don't know. I may have had I remember having a swig of something in that gray container when I had the flu or something. Right. Maybe I was 9.
Yeah.
But nothing as an adult.
Yeah.
Is that rare?
Yeah.
People got...
You're made out of some sort of titanium or something.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the curse. Katie?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, I don't know. I say that Pepto, Imodium, NyQuil, definitely high on the list.
Yeah.
Good things that work over the counter anyway. Sorry.
Thanks, baby doll.
Be distracted there. I don't know. I have a best friend that got married to another very good friend here back in January and went to the reception and kind of hooked up with a person that I'd gone to high school with but never really knew. You know, we were both kind of the dorks, but we hung in separate dork circles.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're dorks sleeping together.
Pretty much, but not for the past, month. I don't know. We've been really close.
It is true. There are separate dork circles.
There really are.
There's
AV
people.
I was the band bag, pretty much.
Yeah, they got the band dorks. You got the drama dorks.
Dork.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm the very gregarious dork that makes friends with everybody, and everybody thinks, wow, she's either really cool or, wow, what a dork.
It's not really dork.
Well, no, dorks. Yeah. Dorks aren't popular who make friends easily.
Dorks have social phobias.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a nerd or a geek. Either way.
All right, we'll go with that.
We don't have to go with the label, but it is just a general idea.
All right, so you hooked up with this guy. Now, I'm guessing because you call yourself a dork or a nerd or a geek that you hadn't had a lot of success with guys up until now?
Not. I was 18 when I lost my virginity,
Okay.
I married when I was, almost 19,
You got married?
Yeah, I have a 5-year-old son.
And you hooked up with a guy in spite of being married? Or you got divorced?
Well, no. We hooked up and then got married and then had a son.
No, but the other, right. the new guy,
no,
the new
right.
dork.
No, I've...
Yeah.
No, that's the marriage thing is in the past.
Yeah, you're divorced.
Right, of course.
Okay.
Captain Obvious.
Captain Obvious.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. I've been divorced for 3 years. That's not an issue. But it's the fact that I don't know how to make this guy realize that it's not. I think he's intimidated, and I don't know how to make that.
Where are we going here?
You got to use that super brain of yours for good instead of evil, Katie, or at least confusion.
Or things you know and understand rather than
Listen, hold on. I hate getting out of the blocks by stepping in a huge load of horse flop.
Yeah.
We do this on the show so often.
Yeah.
Maybe it's us. We got to warm up.
All right.
If we're fighters, Drew, So we come out of the dressing room cold. We come out dry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got to take a few rounds to break a sweat and warm up.
Absolutely.
Problem is, you can get knocked out early if you come out dry, as they say.
Okay.
But I'm not done with Katie. Listen, Katie.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time to get into your dork circle crap.
Oh, right.
Right. So if you like this guy and you want to have a relationship with him, go ahead and call him and tell him.
That's right.
Well,
but do not.
All right, good enough.
Guys don't work through. To say he's intimidated and all that, nonsense. He's either into you or he isn't, period.
And also.
And if he stopped calling, it's not because he's intimidated, because he's not in. What'd you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, this whole intimidation thing is BS. This whole intimidation thing is right up there with. You know, there's a few raps I can't stand.
I was a tomboy before I became a supermodel.
No.
My friends told me to go try out for that modeling job.
Well, I hate all these raps. You're right, Drew. You're very true with that, Drew. But here's what I'm saying. Here's the rap I hate that we seem to embrace now in society, which is, hey, I'm the kind of person, I speak my mind.
Oh.
And if people can't handle it, some people can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
And if they can't handle someone who speaks their mind and someone who look in the eye and tell you what they have to say, well, then that's their problem.
Yeah, that is total BS.
Yeah, that problem.
That's total BS.
That person's always a colossal prick or a huge C.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And the reason we don't like you is not because you speak your mind and we can't handle the truth.
You're hostile,
it's because you're an
aggressive.
A-hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and you rub us all the wrong way. I hate that person. And I hate this person, too. They're intimidated.
Yeah.
They're not calling. I got fired because the boss is jealous.
Yeah. I'm too good an employee.
I'm too good.
This was.
He knows in 80 years I may be taking his job.
What Katie was getting into is she was in a better geek group.
She's in a better geek group.
Yeah, and so therefore he's intimidated, and that's why he's not calling.
I'm just saying, everybody, if your boss S-cans you, or your boyfriend or girlfriend cuts you loose, or people at work don't really seem to like you, it's not because of some good quality that you have. It's because you have a bad quality that they don't like. So focus on that and stop worrying about everybody else. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if something's on my mind, I say it. If you can't handle it, oh, yeah, we're all so weak and insecure. Now we think you're an a-hole. That's why we don't want to be around you. Thank you. Dre?
Yo.
You're 29?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, first I want to say thank you for having the Love Line show. You guys are great.
Thanks, right, Dre. No, thanks.
And no problem. All right, so I got two quick questions. One, the first one is 29, pushing 30. I'm wondering if my sex drive is going now. A month and a half ago, high sex drive. You know what I'm saying? Sex, masturbation, whatever.
Whatever.
Over the past couple of, you know what I'm saying, past couple of weeks, I've just kind of been like, don't really feel like doing nothing right now.
You're a little tired, a little depressed.
You with a woman? You have a girlfriend or a wife?
I don't have a girlfriend or a wife right now.
Do you do a lot of drugs or alcohol?
No drugs or alcohol. I smoke cigarettes.
Any medication?
No medication.
No, you're just tired. Yeah,
it's a cycle. Sometimes you get run down a little bit. You don't sleep. Sometimes you're not sleeping well and you don't know it.
But I guess I can be I sympathize with the fact that when you're 18, you don't notice those cycles. They go from overdrive to almost overdrive.
Yeah.
You know, and at 29, you start to feel the cycles a little bit, maybe.
And also, stuff sort of builds on itself, which is if you're having a lot of sex, you have more sex. When you're eating a lot, you eat more.
That's true.
I mean, if you take a look at your life, you take a look at your sort of sexual life and relationships, your relationship with food, for instance, or exercise.
Well, there's momentum.
There's weeks and months where you're working out all the time, you're eating right, and then you're eating a bunch of slop and you're not working out, or you just seem to be tired all the time, and then you have energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what to connect it to. It always seems to be depression or how you slept, basically. Basically what kind of mood you're in. But, life does do... It's a whole bunch of up and down, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're biological cycles. They're affective cycles. They're
all right. Well, he's down. He'll get back up.
Yep.
Ari?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, well, I slept with this guy, and now I kind of think he might be a sex addict, and I'm kind of wondering if I should help him.
Why? Why do you think he's a sex addict?
Okay, well, he's had a girlfriend for the past 2 years. Or, I guess, about 2 years.
How old is he?
18.
All right, and?
And as far as I know, he's slept with at least, or messed around with, at least 6 girls during that time. And I'm sure there are more. And even though, like, I guess 5 of us have told his girlfriend, he keeps going back for more.
Okay. Why are you sleeping with him?
I didn't know him that well when this happened.
All right. And are you friends with his girlfriend?
No.
All right. Why are you getting involved then? You slept with him. You did it once?
Yeah.
You're not doing it again?
Oh, God, no.
How long ago was this?
Like a month and a half ago.
All right. Well, it's time for you to get past this.
Well, I guess my thing is like, I feel like he's just going to keep doing this to other girls.
Yes, he is, no matter what you do. Then because he does this doesn't mean he's a sex addict. There's a certain percentage of guys that just do this.
No, means he's 18.
Yeah, a certain number of guys just do this.
How old is he?
It's not the healthiest thing they can do, and it speaks a little bit about his tendency to...
How old is he?
18.
Oh. All right. You didn't want to ask me how I knew that?
she said it earlier. I asked her how old he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going insane then. Yeah. So, I just thought I was a genius.
Yeah, you are.
Still sticking with it, though.
I know.
Okay. So, you're not having a relationship with the guy. You made a mistake, and here's the thing. You feel ashamed that you let him get into your pants, and now you feel like you want to correct it.
Guys with high...
You feel like he fooled you, right?
Yeah, kind
She's angry. And
yeah, and now it's a little payback time, this guy.
Okay, I already got the payback, and now I kind of feel bad, and I think that he needs help.
No, you don't.
Well, what are the...
What payback did you get?
Addiction is defined by consequences. What consequences is he experiencing from his behavior? Not to say that there aren't risks, there aren't deleterious things that are happening, but what is he experiencing?
His face hurts from smiling.
No, like
penis is sore from getting blown.
Threatened to commit suicide when I told her.
All right, so that was your payback?
I had no idea she was going to react like that.
Yeah, but think of
Why'd you tell her?
Because I thought that she would get mad at him, and then he would realize that...
Girls get mad at the girl. The girls get mad at the other women.
Well, stupid girls get mad at... Stupid girls get mad at the other women.
Yes, she is not.
I got to get me one of them. Okay, so listen. I don't know what we're talking about. You made a little mistake with the guy. Move on.
He's getting around. He may or may not be an addict. He certainly is not in any place.
And you're not worried about his health.
Yeah, you want to...
He's 18. He's banging 16-year-olds like they're going out of style. That's what 18-year-olds do want to do.
Yeah, but he's sort of an idiot. And
yeah, he took advantage of her. She fell in like with him. She liked him.
She said he wants to keep dancing now.
He broke her heart.
Just get out of there. Stay away from this guy. He's dangerous.
Yeah, I'll tell you the other a-hole I hate. You know, earlier I was telling you how I hate the a-hole. Says, hey, I speak my mind.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't handle it.
Yeah.
That's a-hole number one. I don't know where this a-hole came from, by the way. This is a newer a-hole.
That one you just described?
Yeah. This a-hole didn't exist.
I think it came out of the 70s somewhere because it was...
Oh, you blame everything on
the 70s. Well, I should, but it is something on the order of, you know, the man tells me to be a certain way, but, you know...
You blame
I'm my own
the,
person.
You blame the crucifixion of Christ on the 70s.
Well, yeah. You know.
Now, this is a more recent thing. I speak my mind. I think this popped up in with these talk shows and stuff, the Jerry Springers and stuff like that.
It is people with disturbed personalities that tend to do that stuff.
Yeah. Anyone who announces they speak their mind, I want to immediately just to hit them with a brick. The other guy and girl who I realized I hate is the, and this is a new popular one too, is the... I'll defend myself. Like, hey, you know, hey, I'm hang loose. I'm mellow. I don't, you know, live and let live. But if you come after me, if you start coming around here, if you start bringing on, yeah, really? Or are you just out provoking crap everywhere you go? That's the one I like. And anyone who says, and this is
the same
a-hole.
Yeah.
Same a-hole, but the, hey, man, I love everybody. Live and let live. I'm God-fearing. But don't you be bringing that around here. Because you start coming at me, then I'm coming. Yeah, but these people misinterpret everything as coming at them, mm-hmm. I realize. Mm-hmm. There's a great,
Well, that's what defines a personality problem, really, is that everything exists out there. Nothing has anything to do with you. It's all out there.
Yeah. Do you have to announce to the world that... look, I'm a nice guy. I don't want any trouble. But if you try to attack me with a club, I'll defend myself.
Yeah. Well, I say that in every conversation I initiate. Don't you?
Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, it was the greatest. It, and I realized, I don't know how people view themselves, but I was watching this HBO show, and it was a boxing match, and it was Riddick Bowe and Andrew Galata. Anyway, 10 years old. The fight got stopped for low blows, and a whole melee broke out in the ring. Mm. And they were interviewing one of the fighter security, and he was saying, listen, you know, I didn't go into the ring looking for any trouble. But when I feel threatened, I'm going to protect myself. And then they show the footage, and it's it's him. Now this dude goes about 250 and about 6'5", and he's holding a walkie-talkie. And you show him, he shows him sailing across the ring with the walkie-talkie over his head like he's going to do a tomahawk dunk, trying to swing it onto the other fighter's head as the other fighter sort of slouches back in the corner. And I just love, it was like perfect narration with, hey, if you provoke me, I'm going to defend myself. He leaped across the ring like Jordan taking off from the free throw line with his walkie-talkie 8 feet over his head and took a huge mammoth, like, novelty El Cabong type swing at this poor guy's head who was sort of leaning in the opposite corner of the ring and confused. I don't know what the – I'm not sure where the provoked part came, but in his mind –
He was provoked.
You know, when you're provoked, you'll get up out of the cheap seats, climb up onto the ring apron, climb over the turnbuckle, and go flying to the opposite corner of the ring where you try to attack a guy with a cell phone.
When you're provoked.
It's provoked.
Yeah.
You got to defend yourself.
Yeah, of course.
You got to defend yourself.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Yeah. It's great, too, because they had this footage of the same guy attacking Fan Man, the guy who tried to fly into the heavyweight fight on the fan with the parachute. Remember that?
Right.
About 10 years ago?
Right.
He flew all the way down. He almost made it into the ring. Mm. It was Holyfield and Riddick Bowe fighting. He got right onto the edge of the ring, and then he fell backward. And he was poor guy's lying on the ground. He's all tangled up in his rigging. And this guy again is there.
With the walkie-talkie?
With the walkie-talkie, trying to pound the guy on the head with the walkie-talkie while the guy's like sort of, he's out of it. He's on his back. People, he's tangled up in his own sort of rigging from his parachute. But if he gets provoked, he has to defend himself. Really? Guy lying on his back, tangled up in ropes. That's like Gulliver's Travel. Provoked? It's great. It was great, too, because the DA, like, looked at all the film and then called him in. It's
really?
Hey, we got a lot of footage of you, that weapon of choice, which is the walkie-talkie, the El Cabon.
Did they get him?
They ended up giving him five years
probation
or some nonsense. Mark?
29.
You're 29?
Yeah, I was at work, and... Well, I'm not sure it's injury-related, but my right testicle hurts.
Ouch.
And I lift a lot of heavy stuff, and I have some back pain, which leads me to believe that it happened at work. My right testicle is really
Well, you're right. Why don't you go get it looked at? It could be a lot
of it's your left testicle?
It's my left. We make a pair.
Wow. Guys, be the testicle brothers. Take it on the road.
But while it could be a hernia, you'd see the hernia. You don't see anything popping out there from your abdomen?
No, okay. I checked the website. There was no popping out. And my question was, what could
look, hold on. You check what website? Your nuts?
Hernia website?
I looked up some information about how to check for a hernia.
All right. Be that as it may. It could be a kidney stone, can start in the back, radiate down the testy. It could be a torsion or epididymitis. A lot of things it could be. You need to get it checked out.
Well, what happens when your nut hurts when you're picking something up happens once in a while? You know what I mean? Just bending over and you pick something, you feel a little pain in the groin.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen, really. You have a hernia there.
Well, I know, but...
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but it would happen before that. My hernia is up high too.
Yeah, but
it's on my forehead.
Something's pulling the spermatic cord, probably, and that's
isn't it a normal thing that if you pick up something sometimes and it's heavy, you feel a little nut, little pain in the nut sack.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it shouldn't have that.
I'm making this up.
You're not making it up, but you got a hernia on that side. That's probably what.
But I just mean I thought it was almost sort of a common thing.
Yeah, maybe I've never had complaints about it.
But if it's a you know, I just want to call it a hernia. If it's hernia, I'm all confused now. For years, I called it a hernia. I didn't call it hernia. I called it a hernia because everyone said, I'm getting my hernia surgery.
Getting a hernia repair?
Yeah. Then people wouldn't say getting hernia repair.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
They say, I'm getting hernia repair?
Yeah.
They don't say getting hernia repair.
Okay.
They say I'm getting a. They say I'm getting a hernia repair.
Yeah, they say that too.
They say that more often.
Probably lay people.
They say it so much it sounds like a hernia.
Yep.
But it's hernia.
And it's always I've got a hernia.
Yeah, it's never I've got hernia. Okay. I think you're siding with me.
See, the hernia is just short for herniation.
I know, but where's the part? They don't say a, they say a.
I have a herniation.
Yeah, but they don't say I have a hernia. They say I have a hernia. And that sounds like a hernia. It's like if it was the name of a town, I've come from a hernia. Same with that P Isadora. It doesn't sound like P Isadora. It sounds like P Isadora. All I'm saying is, look, if you don't read like me, you won't know how anything's pronounced. You'll just think it's a hernia. Now I'm scared to say it.
We know what we're talking about, though.
Okay. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. All right. A little Labor Day weekend coming up there, Drew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Well, Jimmy's show is dark, as they say in the business. I mean, they're running reruns.
That means you guys will be drinking.
Oh. What do you mean it means we'll be drinking?
Doesn't know what that means, you guys.
Well, I drink anyway.
Oh, I see. Well, he'll be joining you.
Let the show slow me down.
Uh-huh.
We'll be here, but I think we have Sunday night off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good time. What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. Yeah, oh, I'm playing my birthday party. I got a softball game.
I didn't know if that was a surprise or not. I'm going to be there.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, what do you mean you didn't know it was a surprise?
I got an email thing. I didn't know if you knew about it or not.
Listen, for my birthday, every year I play softball.
I know, it's going to be great.
It's great because it's the kind of thing where everyone enjoys themselves because everyone wants to play softball too, but they can't get it together.
You know, my kids are really good. No. Ball, can't bring them?
There's going to be strippers. There's going to be hard alcohol. It's going to be out of control. It's going to
be really good ball players.
Out of control. It's going to be out of control. Out of control. They can come. They just got to stay in the car.
Mm.
Okay.
In a box.
Margo.
Hello.
You're 19?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good.
Now, see, Drew, when I found out you were going, I knew this was going to turn into a kid thing. I no.
No, all right. That's not your birthday.
You go, Drew.
All right.
Margo?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're 19.
Okay, I'm 19, and I started orthotricycline when I was 13 years old because I got my period when I was really young and helped regulate it and whatnot.
Okay.
And I read in a magazine that if you start taking oral contraceptives before the age of 16, that your vaginal lips or whatever they're called.
Labia.
The labia does not fully develop, and it doesn't get as tough as it needs to be, leaving it sensitive. And when I have sex with my boyfriend, he's rather large.
Well, I've never heard that. I can't say that it's not true, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Where'd you read that in? Snatch Fancy?
No. I read it in some woman's journal, something like that. But they have actual gynecologists that write articles. And I actually asked my gynecologist, and she had never heard of it either.
I've never heard of that. So I doubt that is a significant thing. But go ahead.
But okay, even if it made a difference, it would account for about 3% of whatever
really?
The problem was. Well, that's okay. Some doctors never tell you that.
What is the problem?
The problem is that my boyfriend and I will have sex, and it's a little painful. And then I'll get up after we're finished, and I will be literally so swollen that if I stand up, it hangs down an inch or two. Like, this is
right.
Like
that's
getting
swelling.
Punched in the face. Yeah, it's huge.
Well, did you say he was large also?
No, she's large.
But he's pretty, like, his size.
He's big, too.
But she hangs down like she's got jowls, like that bulldog, like in the cartoon.
Yeah.
No, it's,
you know, that Mountie dog.
Boo.
You know?
Yeah.
Hello, Jim. What's that dog's name?
Droopy.
Droopy. he's a Mountie.
Mario, how long do you guys have sex before the pain starts?
How long period of time, you mean?
How long a period of time, yeah.
I don't know, 45 minutes.
Okay,
sometime.
That is enough to give anybody a swollen vagina.
Okay, but the thing is, even after 10 minutes...
Well,
after going very, very slowly, and then I ice it just because it's so painful, and then it goes down.
Do you use lubricants?
We use lubricant, but not condoms, because I found out that I was allergic to...
All right. Listen, here's the dealio. Lubricants, good. And here's the thing. You go for 45 minutes, and if you're feeling irritation at 10 minutes, and then you just go 500 times longer than where you're feeling irritation...
That's the thing. We always stop after... Like, the second it starts hurting, we stop.
So you don't go 45 minutes, you go 8 minutes.
Yeah, we go, like, we've even gone just... put it in, and a few minutes, like 3 or 4 minutes later, we need to stop, and it's still just as big.
Okay, but I thought you went 45 minutes.
Well, I'm saying, I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood the question. I was talking in general, but I'm after 2 or 3 minutes sometimes, we need to stop, and it's huge.
Okay.
And that's it. You have irritation, you have pain, and that's it, three minutes.
Right.
All right, so you have extra sensitivity down there. So what about it, Drew?
And you saw the gynecologist about this?
Yes, and she said, in all honesty, you need to come see me when it happens, and I would love to see it because I've never heard anything like that.
That's not untrue.
I mean,
we've heard of things like this.
She's never heard of anything like this?
Yeah.
Well, she said that she'd have to see it in order to fully understand.
Right, that makes sense.
You got a digital camera?
You know, I really did consider that one.
Yeah.
Well,
you can CC me on that one.
We get more complaints about too big than too small, and sometimes there's just an anatomic disproportion that sort of can't be overcome. I wonder if she's had this with other guys. Have you ever had this with anybody else, Margo?
No.
You ever been with anybody else?
Oh, have I? Yes.
And you don't
never
get
happen though.
And so this guy's size is just overwhelming you. It's just too much.
But I've only had sex with 4 partners. He is my 4th. And my 2nd and 3rd were at least an inch bigger than him.
Okay.
Around?
Yes, around and lengthwise.
I just make sure he knows about that.
Yeah, we'll keep that between you and us.
All right.
And the audience.
Yeah, and him as he's veering off the road now, driving his truck back from work.
Yeah. I agree with the gynecologist. Somebody needs to look at it. It could be a vaginal infection that's gone undetected, but... To me, it just sounds like plain old irritation.
Yeah,
too much.
A lot of women get
stuff
sort of
like
engorged
this.
Down there. And
absolutely, and they get stuff where irritation develops very quickly, and they have to, you know, take it slow and easy.
Yeah. Rob?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yes, sir.
You say you want to be on Crank Yankers?
Yes, I want to be on Crank Yankers.
Because you do lots of different voices?
That is my dream. I would love to move out to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And do voices on Crank Yankers.
And do voices on Crank Yankers?
Do voices on Crank Yankers and anybody else that'll have me.
Well,
I want to be the next Mel Blanc cross Lewis Black.
Tell me, why Lewis Black?
I just think he's funny as hell.
Oh, okay. How many voices do you do?
Who's the guy that did, like, the drama growing?
Last time we counted, it was like, well, last time, we've only counted it once.
All right.
Hang on a second.
I had a village in for a few hours, and it was... I think we counted like 63 different voices.
63. Give me your 5. Tell me your 5 best ones.
5 best ones.
Yeah.
That's how pretentious I am. I actually have them written down here.
All right.
Well, I can. My favorite. I can do Cartman from South Park.
All right.
To the T.
Yeah. Who else?
To my best friend, to the kitchen, where we be together, with you if we can, having fun as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, no singing though. Say something.
Say something.
As Cartman.
Hey guys, I'm going ham.
Yeah,
pretty good. Pretty good. You do only imitations, or do you spun, you know, your own?
You do
individual.
You do any celebrities? You do me or Drew?
I don't do you. I wouldn't attempt to do you, Adam, on the show, as you know, for fear of offending. You know.
No, I would enjoy it.
I really wouldn't want to venture to do that.
Okay. You have to study for
it. What else do you have?
You know, my inspiration for all this is Monty Python, so I do British accents, you know, the South Central London kind of, where they don't speak
right.
at all, really.
Yeah.
It's, you know, just walking down the boulevard, you know, they don't quite say all their words completely. You know, they leave out consonants.
Right.
You know, and vowels and things like that.
All right, that's solid, but you got to bring more to the table than that.
Characters.
The characters. But give me one celebrity that you do.
One celebrity. I can, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I can do Bill Clinton and George Bush.
Bush.
I can do Sean Connery.
All right, let's hear some Sean Connery.
Even though I'm 60 years old, I can still get more tang than any 20-year-old stud out there.
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
I give it a that's a solid
six, five
and a 5 point something. All right, hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. As far as crank yankers go, the voice is a good thing to be able to do, but it's more the comedic sensibility because you have to sort of improv your way through these calls. It's not just...
We just did our voices when we did it. We didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we're playing us.
But a lot of people just sort of, Snoop plays him, you know what I mean? People play themselves and they just...
Yeah, for the most part, the voice is a nice extra, but the main thing you need to have is a sort of a quick sense of humor. Like Drew.
Sharp.
So
I think what I just said, yeah. I was going to vomit. That's all I did.
You just come out to Los Angeles. Don't look me up. But just try to take one of those voiceover classes, get a tape, and then get a voiceover agent.
Do you remember when we had
It's cush work, that voiceover
I know. We had Bart's voice in here.
Yeah.
And she said she lived behind the house of the guy that did like Quick Draw and Huckleberry Hound and stuff.
Yeah.
And that he sort of inspired her and coached her along. What was that guy's name? Dawes something? Or
I
something?
Can't
Dawes.
Remember.
Do you remember the story?
Yardley Smith.
Yardley, remember the story? No, nothing. Yardley Smith is Lisa.
Oh, that's Lisa. Oh, Bart is, for Christ's sake.
Well, Cartwright. Nancy Cartwright.
All right. You're right. Aren't they all nuts? Yeah. Okay. David?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah. My girlfriend was, like, trying to get me to put Orgel on the head of my wiener while we were...
So the Orgel will go in her?
No, like, I guess it was supposed to make me go longer or something.
You have a problem with that?
Well, no, but I was just like...
No, do you have a problem with duration?
Evidently.
I don't go for like 45 minutes.
But how long do you go for?
A minute?
3 minutes.
No, more like 15 or something.
That's fine. What about putting a condom on?
Yeah. Like, she wants me to put like the Orgel under the condom.
Mm-hmm.
Diabolical. There are desensitizing creams out there that work a little bit. There is some stuff that's actually been approved recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
Prescription, I guess. It's sort of basically the stem stuff you put on your skin to get a tattoo put on.
Mm-hmm.
It numbs everything up.
Yeah. Hey, David.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend's sort of sending you a nice, obnoxious message, which is you got to deaden your dork so you can get a few more pumps in on me.
Makes us suspicious.
Yeah, we've never spoken to a woman who suggested this to a guy. So,
especially a guy that goes 15 minutes.
Yes, well, here are your choices: A, bogus; B, your 15 minutes is
3 minutes.
3 minutes. C, bogus. Which is it?
It's probably more like 4 minutes or something. I don't know. It seems like 15 minutes.
That means bogus.
Yeah, it's bogus. David, you're making this up.
Good times.
You're too stupid. But nice try. Listen, you're 19. You're from Idaho. You can't match wits with us. You know much education we have in this room? Drew, how long did you go to college?
12 years.
12 years. That's what we have combined. For count Drew's 12 and my 0, you got 12 years. That's right, right?
That's right.
0 wouldn't count as anything. Mm. Or you got 120. Wait a minute. Yeah, because you put my 0 behind your 12.
Or next to my 12, yeah.
You got 120 years of combined college in this room. That's right. So, geez, I dwarf you then, Drew.
I know.
That means I got like 108 years of college.
I know. I feel bad.
You're only contributing 12. All right, let's... keep moving forward. We'll speak to Kevin. Kevin?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Oh, first, if you don't mind, may I correct you? Earlier said it was going to be Labor Day weekend. It's actually Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. I say that each year.
Birthday.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've never corrected a millionaire before.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just it's one of those things in my life that... I've screwed up since I was young, and that's it. I'm now too old to do it.
And, Kevin, I toured the Millionaire's Compound today. Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Now, wow. So what do we got? Memorial Day?
Yeah.
What is that, Monday? Yeah, and Labor Day is at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
How do I remember that?
Labor Day is my birthday. Memorial Day is your birthday.
That's not going to help me because I don't think about your birthday. I only think about my own. I look at your birthday is 9 months away from my birthday.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when is I look at that with everyone's birthday, depending on when it is, you know? So it's like, you know, if I, it's my dad's birthday, it's like, oh, that's only 128 days from my birthday. So that's the way I look at everything. And when I have kids, that's the way I'm going to look at it, too.
No doubt.
But...
Can I bring my kids on Saturday?
Maybe. How do we do this thing where we figure out memorials at the beginning and labors at the end? Is there some number, some letter, or should you just not be a retard
May.
And go ahead and remember?
May Memorial Day.
May Memorial. Excellent, Drew. Excellent. All right. Labor Day. I got it. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, my question is, also regarding the holiday and everything, I'm going to be taking a road trip, and I'm going to be exposed to public toilets.
Where are you going?
To Yosemite.
Nice.
Fine.
Yeah.
So?
And what I wanted to know... Oh, I'm sorry.
Exposed to public toilets. It's like you're going to Beirut or something. You're going to Yosemite, for God's sake.
So what's the problem?
Well, I wanted to know what diseases can be caught from a public toilet and how much protection do those little paper gaskets provide?
There is really, think about it this way. Everybody uses public toilets.
Yeah.
How many people have you talked to that have gotten anything from a public toilet?
Well, actually, I knew one guy that told me about his cousin, and he was saying that he used the public toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Yeah. We're all ears.
He used the public toilet, and he ended up getting his butthole the size of a mason.
There we go. I knew it was something.
He ended up getting his butthole the size. I don't know. It was a little bumpy, Kevin. But it worked. You made it in.
Good times.
Okay,
Kevin?
Maybe he hung up.
Oh.
Well, what about that, Drew?
What?
Public toilets.
No.
People get weird with that stuff.
Yeah.
Just think
in terms of how many illnesses are out there. How many of you have talked to anyone that's ever gotten anything from a public toilet?
Listen. Okay. Let me just say a few things about this. I see guys, I got friends who, if the ass gaskets aren't there or the free cowboy hats, as they've been labeled in many a porta potty, the seat liners aren't there.
Yeah.
They take the toilet paper and they carefully construct this sort of decoupage of ass protection that they sort of breaking pieces off, lining. First off, they now have an extra 20 minutes with their head bent over the commode.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They've
just invested. I don't know how much more you could handle the seat than if you were trying to do some sort of reconstruction of it
and
with
by the
toilet
way,
paper.
Your thigh skin does not transmit anything into your body, but your hand gets up to your face, and that's how stuff gets in.
Yeah, so these idiots are sitting there working the seat. They've cut out 28 pieces because they're having trouble doing the radius work on the seat with the squared-off toilet paper.
Yeah.
Here's all I'm saying to you. Believe you me, everybody. Believe you me. Believe you me. Everything that you get, if contamination was going to put you down, it would have.
Yeah.
Go buy a burger at a fast food place. Where do you think that beef comes from? Where do you think that tomato comes from? Where do you think that lettuce comes from? Where have all the hands that have handled all the different components that are going into your mouth and all the rat feces that have been ground up with the flour and the whole thing?
The reality is, though, there have historically been all kinds of things that we can get contaminated with, and we've very carefully contained
them. They're not out there. You'd get sick from everything every day if that was going to be the case.
We can go to the countries where that happens.
Yeah, but there's no difference between me holding this microphone and you sitting on that toilet seat.
Probably pretty close to the same thing.
Well, I mean...
somebody could have peed just on it or something. I mean,
on a seat, so what? It's sterile. I've been peed on 1,000 times. Well, it's an emotional thing.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you don't want to eat an ant or a cricket. You want to eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
But the reality is the ant or the cricket is probably in better shape than the burger is.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
And hand stuff is worse than ass stuff.
Yes, hand is the worst.
All right. Well, everything you handle, every doorknob, every switch, every spigot had somebody's hand on it.
Yep. I agree with you.
Ass. That's just ass meat. No problem there. So I have a protective layer of hair that keeps me off of the seat. Oh, yeah. 3-4 inches above the seat.
Nice. Hovering.
Take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Drew, you knocked over a whole water here,
ooh,
buddy.
I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, this is a disaster here.
It really is. We needed some paper towels or something, guys.
Drew, you knock over a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
Like flippers for arms.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Do you not... You don't have good spatial sense, do you? You don't know when stuff's around you.
No.
You're not sure when what people are talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in your own world. You're living in your own world of make-believe. All right. Well, we got a bunch of Kleenex now. That'll do it. Let's get back to the phones. We'll speak to Fox, who's 20. Fox.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. What's happening?
Good. I've just got a couple comments. Not really a question for you. I'm going to start with the waiter that called in. As best I could tell, he was complaining that he wasn't making enough money at $2.13 an hour plus tips,
this
right?
This is yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, this is yesterday's show.
Okay, well, all right, we're going to rant about yesterday's events then. You got the waiter that's calling to complain, and my big question is, if you can't make $5.15 an hour after tips, what kind of waiter are you? I mean, the intern, I think it was, whoever spoke to me before I got to you guys, asked me if I was on drugs because of the way I come across. As a waiter, I was making $12 an hour, and if people think I'm on drugs and I can turn that kind of cash, I'm sure that a sober guy can do pretty well.
All right, Fox.
Good time.
Thank you, buddy. Why are we taking that call?
I have no idea.
I was yelling about waiters
yesterday.
Telling them they could kiss my ass.
This is, again, an example of people.
Is that Tara? Don't call me Tara, goddammit. Is that your call, Tara? Yes, it is. Shocking. All right, that was a horrible call. I don't want to talk about stuff I was talking about yesterday. Are you ready?
Go.
But I will talk about stuff I talked about the day before yesterday.
And again, over and over and over again.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Melody?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay, I've been married 2 years, almost, and I've never really been big on sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my virginity at 13 without really having a say-so.
You were raped at 13.
I wasn't raped, per se. I got drunk for the first time, and I only weighed 50 pounds.
And somebody sexually assaulted you. They overpowered you, which is a rape.
Pretty much. Well,
hold on a second. She weighed 50 pounds?
At 13.
They overpowered her by... They probably knocked her down and then held her down by putting a popsicle stick on her. And then raped her.
Yeah.
Threw like a sandbag ashtray, put it on her sternum while she was lying on her back.
How could you rape somebody that's 50 pounds, by the way?
Oh, I could do it. I'm a sure shot could try. I don't know if I could do it. I there's only one way to find out, Drew. I mean, is that what you're getting at? I'll do it.
What?
Melody?
Yes?
How is it you weighed 50 pounds at age 13?
Okay. I am in my third year of college, and I only weigh 110. I'm a small person. I'm like 5'2".
I know, but...
50 pounds, it should be like a
50 pounds
second grader.
Toddler size or something, isn't it?
Okay, maybe it wasn't exactly 50 pounds. It was pretty close to that, though. I was really small.
Yeah,
okay?
Really small is 80, 90 pounds.
Okay.
That's beside the point.
Okay. No, it is beside the point to a certain degree, but it lets us have a little insight to you.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay,
including
well,
being dismissive of it.
Right. Go ahead.
Anyways, the point is that I am not big on sex.
Here's what I know about Melody. She was also physically abused.
Were you physically abused?
What do you mean? I've never been, like, beaten or anything, no.
Nobody ever hit you, raised a hand to you?
No. I've been spanked one time in my life, and I haven't been spanked since.
Okay. Mm. But that went on for 14 years? That was one spanking that went on for...
She had the one rape incident at 13.
Right.
We got heavy... hostility here, right?
Yeah.
You feel that?
Yeah. Well, let me ask some questions.
All right.
Melody?
Yes.
Who was the guy who raped you back when you were 50 pounds?
He was a junior in high school.
And so you were 13.
Uh-huh. And my friends told me that he liked me, and we started dating.
So you were in what grade?
Eighth.
And he was like... He's like 17 years old or something
yeah,
like that.
He was in band with me.
He was in band. So you guys started dating for a while.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go on a wild limb here. Let me take a guess because I'm good at this. You played the tuba, right?
No, I didn't.
A bass drum? He played the tuba.
Clarinet.
Oh, yeah. See, tuba and piccolo clarinet can be dangerous, very dangerous sexual combo. So he was a big guy, right?
Yes, he was.
All right, so
he was an Indian.
Indian guy.
Yeah.
But he was hi, how are you, Indian, right? Not 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
American Indian?
Hi, how are you?
Native American?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so he had, he forced sex on you.
Uh-huh.
Now, you didn't think of it as rape at the time?
I didn't even realize it because I was so drunk, I passed out.
All right. So you had like a thimble of Jägermeister in your 50-pound body.
No, I had a lot of beer.
Had a lot of beer. Okay. And you passed out. You had sex with you, but you never brought charges against him or anything like that.
No, but I found out the next day that he was cheating on me and that he was spreading rumors about me.
All right. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
So, Melody's got a little energy.
Oh, yeah.
She's angry.
I'm telling you, that hostility is woof.
But maybe she has a right to be. I mean, she got raped by Big Injun. Tuba playing Injun.
What? The trauma survivor doesn't have a right to be hostile.
You think tuba, you think American Indian.
Immediately.
The first thing.
Or Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel. Glockenspiel or tuba. I see them all sitting out on the prairie, the majestic prairie, the buffalo skin spread out, and doing that boom, 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 boom. All right. All right. We'll take a break. We'll get back with Melody after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Is it Thursday, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday's our Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except Friday's my Friday, too.
Except for Friday's my Saturday that I have to work on then.
Yeah, right.
That sucks working Saturday. Liz?
Hello.
You're 19?
I am.
What's up?
My husband.
Oh, by the way, our last caller we were speaking to before we went to break dropped off. Yeah. Well, she didn't drop off.
Brian hung up on her.
Okay, but go ahead.
My husband is coming home from the military in about 10 days. He's been gone for 6 months.
Wow.
I had a baby while he was gone about 3 months ago.
Where did he go?
Diego Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
300 miles.
Great ball player.
Where'd he go?
Where's Diego Garcia?
Diego Garcia is 300 miles south of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, he's really far away.
Like 300 miles?
I had a baby while he was gone.
Oh, they got a little Mexican town over there?
I have no idea.
What the hell kind of name is that for a town that's in the Middle East?
I think it's not Middle East. I think it's owned by Britain.
Hmm.
Not exactly sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, he's coming back from, just say the Middle East.
Yeah.
Now, what's he doing over there?
He fixes things.
What kind of things?
Airplanes.
Airplanes. What kind of airplanes?
P-3 Orions.
Oh,
see, they're right. Impressed. Yeah,
that's nice. The Orion.
I wonder if all these women that don't know what their dad did actually know. She just let it slip.
You got to dig it at him. Yeah. He fixes stuff. Yeah, we picture mending wooden fences. the Orion drops. Is that like an anti sub machine?
Yeah, submarine. Yeah.
All right, I get credit for that.
You do.
Thank you.
How do you know that?
I know the Orion is an anti-sub plane because my stepdad works for the Lockheed Skunk Work Division, who works on that plane, but it's the only thing he'd ever say. I can't get him. He has security clearance, so he won't talk about anything. It's perfect for him because he hates talking anyway. We just sit there and grunt at each other. All right, anyway, Liz, he's coming back.
He's coming back, and I had a natural delivery, and I had a tear, large tear.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering... Is that going to make any sort of difference with our sexual relations?
Well, what kind of tear did you have? Did you get just...
It was a second degree. I had like 10 stitches.
So you didn't get into the rectum?
No.
All right.
Which is a third degree tear.
He could fix that.
That will not affect
What's fourth? It. To the back of your skull?
Your spine.
Back scalp?
Rip your spine in half.
Because right up...
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Yeah, that will not affect anything.
Okay, and the other question I had was, what would be a good way to introduce our daughter to him? Because I don't know exactly what to do about that. I've never known anyone whose child was born while the father was away, and I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
She doesn't have language. She doesn't
do language or anything, but it's just, I know there's got to be a very good way to get them close because they didn't have the initial bonding.
No, just relax. Just give it some time. Is he going right back to work again, or what's he?
Yeah, he probably won't be here during the day.
All right, just give him as much time with the kid as possible.
Where does he go back to work?
Well, the naval base here.
All right.
Let them enjoy each other. Just quiet together time. Don't not a lot of stimulation, okay?
Okay.
All right.
He should take her to Knott's Berry Farm.
He can do that later.
She's 6 months. Just get her on one of them, get on the spin out or the coaster, the zipper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Want to go there for your birthday?
Jesus Christ. I think back on what I used to do. I mean, the worst part of my life, of course, was cleaning carpets or swinging a hammer. But the early part of show business kind of sucked, too. I remember once I was doing a voiceover job for, Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yes. I remember this. And you had to ride a roller coaster. Oh, no, it was Magic Mountain, wasn't it?
No, it was Knott's Berry Farm. And the whole thing was the pay was a couple hundred bucks or something.
You had to ride a roller coaster like 12 times.
And they wanted to get me talking while I was inverted on this roller coaster, but they could never figure out how to get it right. Well, you know how they do. You know when they're doing a commercial and they have you all day, they just have you do everything 1,000 times. It doesn't matter.
I remember you after that. You had headaches.
Yeah, because I went through the goddamn corkscrew 800 times because we had to keep doing it again and again and again, even though the first one is always good.
And I remember even hearing it, just hearing you going, oh, Christ. Oh, God. Oh, Christ.
Oh, Christ. I wasn't acting. And you know why when you watch these commercials and you see these athletes like Michael Jordan or Shaq, you know, and Shaq's just sitting there and it's like, I like Nesty Crunch. This is my favorite candy bar. Yeah. It's a slam dunk of flavor. And then they move on and you go, well, he didn't seem too inspired. That seemed like kind of a crappy commercial. And then you go, you know what? As someone who's in the business, I think to myself, and then get him to lay down a couple more of those or goose him a little. And then you realize, Shaq said it twice and got up and left. Yeah. He's smart. But if you take a look at those athlete commercials, look, if you took regular actors and you gave them 2.5 takes, their commercials would suck too. The athletes just get up and leave. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Like, you don't tell Shaq, you know, take 68. Shaq, come on, buddy. This time, you're holding back on me.
I think you're through.
I need a little energy. Yeah, find your implicit cues, all right? You need some time? Let's go. Let's pull it together for the crew now. I want you to live this one. Now, there's no mystery that Shaq's going to eat the Nestle bar, 2,800 pounds of Nestle bar before he talks. No, they just do one crappy take and they go home.
Yeah,
I got to get to that point, Drew. I get that point where I'm drunk, where I'm out of control, where I have that volatile personality and sensibility where people are scared to ask me to do stuff twice. You know what I mean?
I think we already got there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Matt?
Yes.
You're 27?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, first of all, Dr. Drew Adam, big fan. Love your show.
Great.
As a teenager, I was a very horrible kid. I was messed up really bad, took a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I straightened up my life. I'm 27 now. 15 to 20, I took a lot of LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening now?
I have 5 herniated discs, spinal stenosis, nerve damage, and a recent heart attack.
Well, that's not the LSD.
No.
That's tobacco and speed and cocaine, whatever else you did.
Well, no, that's you being nuts or just having getting a really bad genetic hand dealt to you.
Well, were you shooting drugs?
No, sir.
You're doing, how much speed and LSD were you doing in your prime?
From 15 to 20 was when I was being a hoodlum, and I took 5 to 10 hits a week for 5 years.
Of acid?
That's right.
What else were you taking?
Big drinker and smoker.
All right. Well, tobacco, there you go. So.
Yeah, but
marijuana also.
You smoke as much as you want from 15 to 20. No one cares.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
and
you've got a bad, you smoke 3 packs a day for 10 years, and you've got a bad genetic hand, you get yourself a heart attack.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear about it too much.
No, you don't. It's 30 pack years, though. No, you got a bad gene.
Yeah, who do you ever hear having a heart attack at 30? Well, I guess it can happen, but it doesn't even seem to happen to the smokers. It just seems to people that happen are bad tickers.
It happens to cocaine addicts, happens to heroin addicts sometimes.
All right, but not smokers.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
There's no way the LSD can soften up my spine, my discs, anything like that?
No, it damages brain. Does a good job on that.
So you can think your spine is hurt.
Yeah, it can give you lots of back pain. And if you're taking opiates now, that gives you back pain.
No, it's been a good 7 years since I stopped doing any kind of drugs.
Well, Matt, did you have any kind of injury? I mean, like, if you got really high and fell off a roof or something, then you could attribute it to the drugs, but it's really the pavement that caused the damage.
Well, here's my question.
No.
No.
Answer my question.
Okay, yes, sir.
Did you injure yourself?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I work for one of the big three here, and I lift something too heavy, and I felt my back go out.
Mm. Yeah, it's not a motorcycle accident. One of the big three is talking about the auto manufacturers calling from Detroit. Yeah.
So what's your other question?
Does that affect your sexual performance?
Yeah. Well, all this stuff, of course. I mean,
considering I've been basically clean 7 years now.
What do you mean basically clean?
I drink a little bit, but that's it.
Hmm. Okay. So, Matt, I'm going to sum up Matt. Yeah. You help me, Drew.
All right.
Here's a guy who did a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Right.
Then again, I know people have done tons of drugs. They seem fine. They don't have heart attacks and disc problems.
Yeah, but hallucinogens are particularly destructive to brain. He did a lot of hallucinogens.
That didn't cause his heart attack.
No.
B, I don't know if he had a heart attack.
That's a good point.
It's starting to sound like he had the kind of heart attack that Fred Sanford has when he sees Aunt Esther. How do you know you had a heart attack, Matt?
I spent a week in the local university hospital. I had an MI, a troponin leak.
And what, they did an angiogram on you?
Yes.
What did that show?
I had a 90% blockage in a very small artery that will rebuild itself, but all the rest of my major arteries are 90% good.
Did they tell you why they thought you had the blockage in that artery?
Family history.
All right.
It's just a bad hand.
Yeah, because blockage, a drug wouldn't cause blockage in your artery, would it?
Because accelerated narrowing, sure. Well, the coke can, cocaine speed, heroin does.
Yeah, but he was doing hallucinogens mainly.
I keep referring to the other drugs, and he's not saying no to any of those yet.
Well, he took on all comers, but...
He said pot.
Okay. So, whatever it is, he's got to stop doing it, which he has.
Yeah.
And I would suggest, now's the time to start some exercise and some eating right and start going into repair
He's had
mode.
A back injury and a back surgery. That can affect sexual, sort of responses. He's had some brain injury and central nervous system injury from all the drugs he's done. That can affect sexual responsiveness. He's still drinking, so his recovery is not intact properly, so it's going to affect his mood. Kind of go back and talk to your sponsor about what you've been experiencing. I think you might find a way out that way.
Stephanie?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I've been doing the online dating thing, and I've gotten into a really successful relationship. I've saved myself for marriage. I'm still a virgin. And I'm wondering if we're actually going to obviously do it on the honeymoon. We're going on a cruise. I'm wondering if there's anything that I can take that would make me, obviously I'm going to be a little sore.
A lubricant.
You're
a lubricant.
Yeah, and Quaalude would help too.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. Hold on a second. Mm. It's funny. I was like... I was doing my math.
Yeah.
Did some online dating. I was like, all right, we're starting off at a base of 215.
Oh.
Got 215 weight here. 28. Okay, so we're up to 233 here. Still a virgin. 467. All right. But then the cruise thing, on the cruise, deducted 8 pounds.
To Alaska.
Now we're back up. We're up over 500. All right. Let's
You're
see.
Mean.
No.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Where are we? How much do you weigh?
I weigh actually 234.
Oh, I started at Drew. What do I got written down
233.
There? 233. 233. Well, that's trying one. We should have never deducted for the cruise. Okay.
That's
where,
what it is.
Where are you going on your cruise?
Down to Mexico.
Okay.
That's a push.
Yep.
That's a push. No weight gain there, no weight loss. All right, and
we have to take the stairs so we stay in shape.
Now you're calling from Bakersfield.
Yes, sir.
Well, where did you meet your man?
He's in Modesto, California.
Modesto, and you just met him on the computer
4 months ago, almost.
4 months, and
yep. And we've been dating for the last month.
Now,
and
does he
are going really well? And he's 33.
He drives a truck on out to you, and you drive. On out to him?
I know I have family and really good friends in the area, so I go and stay with them, and then we get to date and spend a few days together, and
Nice.
Things are going really well.
You know what? I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, the online dating thing is not as bad as everybody thinks it is. Nothing to be afraid of.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm not so much critical of online dating as long as much as meeting in chat rooms, that sort of thing. But Stephanie, you'll be fine. Relax. Just bring some lubricant. You may not hurt at all after the first time.
What would be the better thing to take, like Tylenol or Tylenol's
fine. Why do you want to talk about this so much?
Yeah, don't freak out. It's gonna be fine. You'll be fine.
No, I'm not freaking. He's mentioned, just because he knows that I'm a virgin, he's mentioned that he's rather large around.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And so he's
she's never seen another penis, so what the heck?
Yeah.
That's a great strategy.
Smart, yeah. Right.
So he could be lying.
But you wouldn't know the difference.
You would never know.
All right.
So, oh, this is nice. You guys, what part of Mexico are you going to?
Cabo.
Cancun.
Beautiful this time of year.
On a cruise?
Yeah, you take it.
We're going to stay a few days, and we're taking some inter-island buses and going around and having a good time. He's actually surprising me on quite a bit of it.
That's nice. God bless you.
Well, you're not going on a cruise. You're going to Cancun, and you're going to tool around.
We're taking a cruise ship. We're going to leave from San Francisco Bay.
Okay.
Nice.
You cruise all the way down. Nice. And end up in Cancun, Mexico.
That'll be nice. Well, listen, you guys, have a little champagne, toast in the nuptials, and a little lube, and you guys get it on.
Awesome.
What's he do for a living?
Actually, he works for a police department.
All righty, then. Good. Is he a cop?
Nope.
No.
He just works for them.
Yeah.
All right.
Civilian.
Well, look, wish you Mazel Tov, as half of Drew's people would say. Well, we wish you. Yes.
Thank you very much. Maybe I'll call in and give you guys a.
Yeah, give us a full report. No pictures, but full report. Full report. All right.
It'll be fine.
God bless you.
It'll be fine.
I'll tell you.
It won't be fun. It won't be any good, but you'll feel fine.
She's got plenty of time on the cruise.
Yeah. Right.
There's plenty of, my new world order I'm working on, plenty of room for the Stephanies of the world.
Oh, really?
In
the world order.
Yeah. I like this type.
Of course.
Happy.
What is not to like about Stephanie?
I don't know. I like a person that's in a good mood.
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah, Adam.
You're 29?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
First, I want to say hi to both of you.
Hi, Dan.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Hello.
I have an easy way for you to remember Labor Day.
All right.
Think of summer vacation,
mm-hmm.
and afterwards you go back to labor.
To work, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what that's about, too.
I had the same problem that you had, and that's the way I finally tricked myself to remember.
All right. But, the M with the May and the Memorial, that's going pretty good, too.
That works great until you get in the midsummer.
Yeah.
Then what's coming up, Memorial Day or Labor Day?
Then you go, what month was that?
Now I'm screwed.
Well, but Adam's birthday is Memorial Day weekend, though, so he can remember there's a holiday during May.
And literally a millionaire.
Literally. Thank you.
Memorial,
millionaire, May. Gotcha.
There you go.
Thanks, buddy.
Me. Okay, hey, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
All right, that's not for 4 months, though, was he? Seems weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Whatever. Armin?
Hey.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Should I go on with the story or what?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so I had sex for the first time like about a week ago. And so I'm wearing the condom and I'm just wondering how I know if I'm like allergic or have like some sort of reaction to latex.
Your penis will itch.
Oh, okay.
Or it will hurt when you pee.
Why, do you think you do?
No, just I had trouble, like, climaxing. I'm pretty sure I didn't seem very anxious. You know, I was enjoying it, but I just had, like, trouble climaxing.
Yeah, well,
that's a first go out. Yeah. That's a common thing.
He was a little anxious.
Even though you don't feel overtly nervous, you can't quite engage the relaxation of those smooth muscles the way you need to.
Okay, I see.
Smooth muscles.
Yeah, I was worried I built up too much tolerance, just spending so much time at home in front of the computer.
Masturbating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Well, that doesn't help anything, but...
Yeah.
But glad you're being responsible, wearing the condom. It's good. Very good.
Yeah.
Good. He's 18, first time out. It's all right.
All right. Gloria.
Hey.
You're 16?
Yep.
Uh-oh. What's the matter, baby doll?
I was molested, like mildly molested, because he didn't really do anything to me, but he groped me and stuff like that.
Who's he?
My aunt's
Indian tuba player?
Huh?
Glockenspiel.
Oh, yeah. Your who?
My aunt's boyfriend's brother.
Your aunt's boyfriend's brother. Yeah. Okay. And how long ago did he do this?
2 years ago.
And how old is he? Is he an adult?
He's like 25.
Okay. And what's the question?
Well, now I'm afraid of, like, all adult men. I can't even be in the same room without being uncomfortable.
Yeah, that leads me to believe something happened earlier and that this just re-triggered some of that old stuff.
Yeah, so, and I'm uncomfortable. Do you know what
All right, so what happened earlier? What happened when you were little?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
This guy just sort of groped you.
Yeah, I was, like, laying in bed with my cousins, and he came in drunk and told them to go to bed. And then he just laid with me, and then he started, like, groping me and, like, telling me all this stuff and everything.
Yeah.
Delightful man.
Yeah, and then I actually kicked him a couple times.
Good, that's good.
All right, you kicked him out.
Yeah, well, and then he finally fell asleep, and then I just wanted to know if I can do anything about being...
Well, like, this is a post-traumatic stress reaction.
Sort of, but what, did he threaten you, or did he...
Or did you believe your
really violate you, or was he just sort of drunk and wandering with his hands?
Yeah, he was drunk and wandering with his hand.
But did you feel threatened?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't help believe that this is a re-triggering of something earlier.
This is not going to make you feel great, but it shouldn't screw you up that much.
Unless you were physically or sexually abused younger by a male.
No.
Where's your dad?
I don't know, but I have a stepdad.
Do you know anything about your dad?
No.
No, you never wondered about him?
No.
You never asked any questions?
Actually, no, because he abused my mom before.
All right. Well, then this is the road we're going down, right? He's an abusive guy. Maybe you witnessed some of that abuse.
No, because my mom left him before. They weren't even together. It was like a one-night stand kind of thing, I think.
Then how did he abuse her?
Well, he only saw her once.
When he found out she was pregnant, then he abused her, and then she left him.
But maybe while she was pregnant, she was physically beaten.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've never had any contact with him?
Mm-mm.
All right, I'm going to rewrite the script. The real script is they got together, they stayed together, the baby came, then he became physically abusive and violent. God knows what this baby witnessed. Then he took off, and that's what's left this residual.
What about your stepdad?
My stepdad, he's cool. I like him. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything to me.
That's nice. When did you... Refreshing for this show.
Yes.
When did you lose your virginity?
I never did.
They haven't?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, you sound depressed, and you sound a little angry,
and
it sounds like...
Shell shock.
You're yeah, like, but it seems like there's more here than the one episode with the drunken guy.
Right.
That's not a good thing that happened, but it shouldn't have... as big an effect on your life as maybe you think it has. I would say, is your mom an alcoholic or into drugs or anything?
No, no one's allowed to drink in front of me except for sometimes when I go with my aunt, I'm all around all these drunk guys and everything.
With your aunt? This is again the aunt.
Nobody's allowed to drink in front of you?
Uh-uh.
Because of this episode?
No, they don't even know about it. I never told them.
Huh.
No, they're not allowed to drink in front of me because they don't want us growing up to be alcoholics because it's a kind of family trait kind of thing.
Everybody. So your dad was an alcoholic, your biological dad was an alcoholic.
Her mom's an alcoholic too, right?
No, she doesn't drink a lot. It's just my grandma and all her brothers and sisters. She has a whole bunch of them. They're all alcoholics, and so is her mom. And
but then, of course, that woman, if she's not an alcoholic, would marry an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Have a kid with an alcoholic.
My papa was also an alcoholic.
There we go. And listen, that guy was around for a while. You witnessed something with that, I'm sure of it.
He was never around because he divorced my nana when I was like a couple.
I think she's on the grandparents now. Yeah. All right, listen, Gloria.
Yeah.
You're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you get some therapy?
All right. I don't know how to I already was in therapy, but then they took me out of therapy, and I don't know how to get back in.
Well, call whoever the caretaker was and get back into that office. If they can't take you, ask for a referral.
All right. It's pulling teeth.
I know.
What the hell's going on with everybody? Mm. Her family just sounded like a big S storm was going on in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They can't drink in front of me.
Well, they're trying. You know, they got the stepdad's got his act together a little bit. The women are trying to deal with the family genetic heritage.
Sort of, but that's like all the aunts and all her friends drink.
Well, they're doing it by kind of controlling it in weird ways as opposed to being healthy. So,
still a virgin.
Good times.
All right.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'll tell you, you know what this Westwood One is like, Drew?
What's it like?
You know, you got some, you know, once in a while you got some crazy aunt or uncle. And you go over to their house,
the hoarders.
And you walk around, and they just got crap that they'll never use up. Yeah. It's like they got, you know, they had a subscription to Life magazine for 8 years in the late 60s and early 70s, and there's a stack, there's five stacks of them in the garage, and then inside their house there's some crock pot with some duct tape on it or something that's not getting used. This Westwood One is that. It's some sort of graveyard for junk. And it really doesn't discriminate. Could be radio junk, computer junk, furniture junk. This is one big... Let me ask you this, Drew. I could take what is in this building. If this dump known as Westwood One was a dirigible, and we were losing altitude.
Oh, you
and
throw.
I just started chucking stuff out of the gondola.
You could go for hours without noticing it.
No, it would make no difference except for I'd save my shins when I walked to the crappy bathroom to whiz all over the floor.
Yeah,
this place is such an asshole, and as a carpenter. I'm forever offended walking through this place.
Yeah.
This is I feel like a Jew going back to Spandau or Krakow, Dachau, any of the cows. I really do. I'm offended to see the horrible hacky carpentry that went on in this dump of a building.
My goodness, as we've walked around, you've never mentioned it.
It drives me insane.
Except every time we walk to the bathroom.
The guy who built this, the guy who made this studio and who built Westwood One should have his hands cut off. He's clearly a hack. And I don't know what he's worse at, carpentry or radio. Because this place is nothing but a mothballed, it's like some sort of graveyard where crap comes to die. Every piece. We got to find. There's got to be a small appliance section in here with toasters from the 50s, and it's just there's piles of computer stuff that's broken that never works. There's tons of reel to reel equipment that doesn't work or nobody uses. It's all antiquated and outdated. It reminds me of once in a while when 60 Minutes goes through some Soviet. They have a bunch of mothballed battleships or subs or something. And they walk and they show how crappy everything is and how it's all just rusting away. This is it, except for we got to live in this dump. Let's clean this place out. We got to get out of here, Drew. Somebody burn this place down, please. Put it out of its misery. This building, you know, this building is like this entire place is like some deer that got clipped by a semi, and it's just lying on the side of the road, writhing in pain. Some good Samaritan with a .22 in the glove box, just come by and put a bullet in the deer's head, and we can all go home. That's what needs to happen here, Drew. Dump. Jake?
Yeah.
Oh, you open a file. You open one of those metal files in this place. You can't shut it.
Yeah.
There's nothing works in here. Hacks.
Jake.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I have a question. I've been with my girlfriend for almost 3 years, and I'm big on the anal.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried it once about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How long you been with this girl?
3 years now.
And were you with somebody before that?
Yeah, I've been with a few girls. She hasn't been with anybody.
And who has been into this with you?
One girl.
The computer.
One of them was into it, okay?
Yeah.
That's your one for your life.
He's big on anal. He's an anal man.
But that's it, Jake. You came across it. You got one by accident. Came across one.
Yeah.
Well, this girl, we tried it once.
I'm not kidding.
You tried it once 2 years ago.
Right, but...
She won't let you get her near that part of her body ever since. You know, it hurts.
Well, no, she said she's, I've talked to her about it, and she said she's willing to do it.
Jake, she is never going to be the one that you had before that was into it.
All right, well, but never. She told me that she was embarrassed that maybe there'd be some noises coming out.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah, and that was, she was telling me that was the only reason she didn't want to try it, but she said she'd be willing to as long as I got her drunk enough.
Oh, Jesus.
Sounds like a dynamite relationship you guys are having. All right. Well, what's it taking you 2 years to get her drunk for?
Well, I don't know. I've been kind of, I guess, embarrassed about like trying to bring it up again.
Well, you don't have to bring it up. You just juice her up and go.
Well, I was wondering if there's like a smoother way I could go about trying to get her to do it besides like getting her wasted.
Well, look, here's the thing. You can't barter out the sex. You can't have a long-winded discussion of it. You get into the bedroom, you get a little momentum going, you get some juices flowing, you start heading toward the Hershey Highway.
I want to know why it's
work
so
it out.
For him.
What?
Why it's so great for him. What happened with this one girl that made him?
It's not even great for him. It's that this one, he's been scheming. See, let me tell you the difference between men and women. Men have a sexual, they have to have a sexual plan.
Well, they have a zone.
They
have to get to that zone.
No, but what I'm saying is Drew.
Yeah.
This may keep a man from cheating, if you think about it.
Not letting you get to the zone?
Having him constantly challenging him. Working on some sort of goal,
yeah.
Which is your anus, throughout the relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now you, though, are reinforcing every stereotype that every goddamn women's magazine out there says that, ooh, don't just keep him guessing, keep him, you know, this, keep him under control.
Well, what I'm saying is guys like to hatch a plan. They like to have a plan for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is why guys like to camp and women don't like to camp. Guys like to, all right, we got to get the Coleman cooler. Who's got the propane? Bert, propane? Jerky? Don't forget the can opener. Guys like to pack and do this kind of stuff.
Like the bivouac.
We like to get our stuff together, get all together, drive 40 miles, then spread out in the dirt and sit in the dirt for a while, then pack it back up the thing. This is a challenge for us. But except the Jews. They say fe to camping. They don't like to camp. They don't need that.
Pack it up and go to the
camp in the living room. That's right. But the point is we like to have a plan as men. And this, you know, keeps us, I think, it keeps a guy like Jake kind of occupied in the relationship. Because he's working on this.
There's something to this.
And I don't think he could tell you why he likes this.
I'm just curious because that's something I can't quite get my head around.
Jake?
Yeah.
Jake, what did that do for you with that one girl that liked it that you're so now preoccupied with it?
I don't think it had so much to do with that one girl. It's just that, like, I see it in every porno video I see. And
what is it you like about it?
I think it's just a taboo that I really like to share with this other, you know, this girl that I really...
You like to share it with your balls. That's what it is. It's a little degrading, and it's an element of, I am getting her to do something.
What's the matter
that
with
she
me
doesn't
that I
really
cannot,
want to do?
I cannot get my head around this thing.
A lot of guys, there's a few ways that guys approach sex.
Yeah.
And I don't say it's split down the middle, but there's a fair amount on each side.
Each end of the pole, as it were.
Each end of the pole. One half of the male population, and when I say half, I don't mean 50%.
One element.
It could be 80%.
Yeah, one element.
One element of the male population says, I like sex because it feels good. The other side says, I like sex because it feels good, but it's a little dirty, it's a little degrading, it's a little nasty, and I can make a woman feel, you know, like I'm in charge. You know, there's a psychological component to it. There's that sort of grab a handful of hair, slap the ass.
Yeah.
This is a side that likes pornography. This is the side that's more attracted to pornography than the other side.
Yes.
And I think they like the anal, too.
I can't make the leap. It doesn't.
There's an illicit, naughty side.
There's
criminals that steal because they're hungry, and then there's criminals who do it for the thrill.
Do you think? I understand
they're
that.
They're both criminals. They both steal. They have a little different motivations. It still gets them both into the cookie jar.
Do you think that there's an impulse to sort of nearly hurt a girl with the penis kind of thing?
No,
like
not,
that's the power
no,
move?
It's more about denigration.
But not actually inducing sort of discomfort or pain or near pain kind of.
It's not inflicting pain. It's more degrade.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you. I'm kind of getting there.
And this is why, if you take a look at pornography, this is like,
it's very
this is why the guys pull out and do the money shot into their face, not into a wet nap that's in the corner of the room.
They like to degrade.
You know, why else are you blowing your load into someone's face?
I can't imagine.
Really? I got to say, it's not that bad. I mean, you never seen that? You don't like that? Come on, the bitch has got it coming, Drew. They got it coming. Bitch is asking for it. They're done. They're naughty. They know they're all bad. They're all bad, Drew.
Is this thing on?
They're not.
Ken, is Mike on?
They're bad.
Okay, they're times,
naughty.
Right?
They know they're naughty. They like it. You know, they like it. They like to be put down.
Mm.
Just like a dog likes to be put in a crate, you know what I mean? It knows it done wrong.
Yeah, but that one don't spray thing on the dog when it gets in the crate, though.
Yeah, but they know they're whores because otherwise they wouldn't be having sex with you.
I see. You know you're such an a-hole that, yeah, you're such
so
a bad
So they
guy.
Deserve just a little punishment.
For being within for putting S-head out. Like you.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Good time.
All right. Take a quick break.
Wait. Are we going back to from commercial?
We're going.
You mean this thing was, the mic was on the whole time?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
All those things you said?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Went out for America to hear. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's a love line, man. That's Drew. All right, buddy boy. Let's get back to them phones. What do you say?
Yeah.
Daphne?
Yes.
You're 29.
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
Well, I just have a story that I'd like to know what you think about, Adam.
All right, here we go.
I was with a woman for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and we met a very wonderful heterosexual couple that we became very close friends with.
Hang on, slow down. Okay. How did you guys meet?
We lived in the same neighborhood together.
And how was the relationship during that 5 years?
You know, it was a good relationship.
What,
until the end.
Wasn't tumultuous during that whole 5 years?
What was that?
Wasn't tumultuous during that 5 years?
No, that's true, it wasn't.
Drew, shut up and let her finish,
get
please.
Some details. We go. All right, go ahead.
We met, we became very close friends, and the heterosexual couple had been married for 15 years. And it turns out that my girlfriend at the time and the ex-wife now got together, and they're now living together, and myself and my friend are alone, and I just don't understand how
your friend, hold on, your friend is the male who was left behind. Okay.
You don't understand what?
How it is that a heterosexual woman, after 15 years of marriage, can just turn to all of a sudden want to be with a woman.
Well, it happens all the time. I mean, she wasn't purely heterosexual her whole life. She
right.
must have always had some feelings about
right.
Homosexuality. She was probably dissatisfied with the relationship. And then third, she's probably a little chaotic.
A lot chaotic.
And needed to do some acting out and some shaking up.
Yep.
You know, and she's a mother of two, and that was probably the hardest thing is that she just kind of walked away from everything. So
yeah, well, I'm sure, look, you show me a woman who can walk away. How old were her kids?
2 and 9 at the time.
Oh, my God.
You show me a woman who can walk away from a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old. I'm going to show you someone who's severely disturbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. Listen,
and then the fact
absolutely,
that, but the fact that your girlfriend would go for this woman though speaks volumes about her situation too.
And then that speaks volumes about you for you going for a woman who would be able to go with someone who would leave their kids.
Yeah,
very true.
It trickles down, but you're probably the sanest of the group.
Right. Right.
All right. So I would predict that this woman grew up with some chaos.
Abandonment.
Severe had some abandonment.
Like almost like
serious abandonment
issues. Like a foster child kind of thing.
It's almost a sort of time bomb waiting to go off.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know that about her, what her past was like?
Well, no. She actually grew up with a pretty normal childhood.
No.
From everything that I have been told about her. I mean, we were close friends for 3 years, and with every...
Yeah. Was she close to her parents?
Yes, very.
Really? And real dad was around?
Yes.
Parents still married?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, when did they get... Was she young when they broke up?
Yes, she was.
How old?
I believe...
2 or 9.
Yeah, 9, 10.
Right. Yeah, and their dad move out of town or something?
Not that I know of. I think still in the same area.
Nah, something happened, Daphne. Something's
up with her.
Yeah.
But any way you look at it, you don't, you're free and clear.
Yeah, I am.
All right, you're fine. Nothing worse than a bitter lesbian, though, so don't be bitter.
No, never.
And okay. People in their 20s treat one another remarkably awfully.
Yeah.
You know, just whether you're lesbian or straight, you don't treat each other that well.
There's a lot of objectification and exploitation and stuff.
It's whether you're gay or lesbian or heterosexual, when you're 20, it's sort of every man for themselves.
It really is.
And every woman for themselves, too. Yeah. And you can be in a relationship, and it's great, and then you meet someone who turns your head, and pow, you're in that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Andrew, you ready to run?
Yeah.
Joel?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, I'm 22. What's up? What's going on?
What's up with the Joel?
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time, man. My mom wanted a girl, I guess, and I don't know. She got me. She kept the name.
Yeah.
Boy named Sue.
Yeah.
He must be extra tough, Adam.
That's right.
No, my question is, I'm having a problem with my girl, like, as far as, like, anal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We did it a few times, you know, and she liked it, but I guess, like, one time I asked her to give me oral, like, right after anal, and, you know, she got a little bit upset. Mm-hmm.
You should do it during, but never after. Never after. I do reverse oral during anal, Drew.
I see.
I could show you that. Next time we go on the road. Next time we go on the road.
Do you think that this your whole degradation theory is this guy was just going right down that path? Here's this here, and I take this here.
I'd say whenever you hand off from one orifice to the next, there's always a little element of that. But especially when you go anal,
you're going literally downstream.
When you're going
upstream with the downstream.
When you're following the oral fecal route or the fecal oral route.
Oral fecal route. That's
a bad time. It's a bad route. You're broken down on that road, Drew. The oral fecal road.
I must tell you, that is the road not traveled.
You don't want to change a tire on the oral fecal.
No,
especially at night.
I'd rather be on the
Ho
Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, the Ho Chi Minh Trail? True. What would you rather break down on? If you had a moped and it was going to break down.
A.
Ho Chi Minh Trail?
Yeah. B.
The oral fecal route?
C.
Or the Hershey Highway?
Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Ho Chi Minh?
No.
All right. So, Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad etiquette in general to go anal oral. Penis, fingers, breadsticks, whatever.
I mean...
Oral.
I mean, I have a couple friends, you know, and we're close, and we talk about each other's girlfriends and, you know, the situations. And one of them brought that up, so I thought I'd try it out, you know, and she got, like, pretty upset with me and stuff.
Yeah. He's got no question.
No.
I think this is...
quasi-bogus.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was... Hey, Joel?
Yeah.
I think bogus phone call.
No,
quasi bogus. Like.
Well,
like,
because you know why? Because he
no
does,
question.
Yeah, we're not hearing a question.
No. Well, it's actually a 2-part question. The second question is, I was just curious as to how to, you know, go about like the fact that I messed up. How to go back to get her to be comfortable? You know.
Yeah.
To be anal again.
Yeah.
Ah, of course. Well, now it's back to reality. Well,
as long as he knows he's done wrong.
And his priorities are lined up again. He needs to get back to the...
He wants to make it up to her by dry anal raping her.
Oh, my God.
A little sodomy. Nothing says I'm sorry like some sodomy. I usually go flowers, but the sodomy, it's an interesting tack.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the school of etiquette that Joel must have attended, the finishing school. I mean,
well,
I see him with balancing a book on his head.
Here's what you have to do.
Sipping tea.
You can't go back to the S-well that often. You know, you have to pretend like you need a little break from it. So you give it a couple. So give it a couple days off.
Just bring it on her.
Right.
So to speak.
April?
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. Yeah, today my friend gave me some, like, stuff to take, and I, like, took it, and I, like, wigged out.
What'd you take?
Huh? I don't know. She said it was Ritalin, but I don't think it was.
Well, Ritalin can be taken off it. You can wig out pretty good.
Was it a pill?
Yeah, she gave me, like, 4 of them.
Well, that's... No wonder you wigged out.
Did you take all of them?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because one was cream, and the other was, like, a little white pill.
All right. Look, April, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're
taking
dangerous pharmaceutical substances. You have reactions. There's
don't
a surprise
monkey.
There.
Don't monkey.
Okay. If you have any persistent changes in your sensorium, your thinking, if you get paranoid, you got to get to the hospital and see what you took.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, good times, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, no anal.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. If you think about that, go to the hospital.
Nicole?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Want to know what ecstasy does to your brain?
Yeah. And also if it would show up on an MRI.
It doesn't show up on MRI. It shows up on PET scans, things like that. Functional MRI, maybe. And it's the limbic area gets damaged, so you end up with depressions, panic, anxiety, and memory problems.
What's a functional MRI?
It sort of shows metabolic activity in different regions of the brain.
Uh-huh. Regular MRI?
It's just images.
And PET scan?
Is again, more metabolic.
What's PET stand for?
Positron emission T.
Okay. And so it would show up. But it would show up.
Yeah.
It would, you mean it would show up if it was in your system, or it would show up after constant use?
Any use. It can show up, the PET scans. And sort
one
of
time, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They've done studies on monkeys with four exposures and showed real significant dropout. Now, the question is, does it persist? And that's up for debate.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know everything. You'd have to use a lot of it.
In my experience, you have 20 hits will get you into trouble, in my experience.
I like to get in that monkey test group.
Yeah, well, you're eligible.
It's got to be better. It's got to be better taking shampoo and dropping it in your eyes.
I'm sure monkeys like throwing poo and spraying their lady friends with things and watching other monkeys on videos.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
See if I can get into that. Right. We'll take us a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody.
Mercifully. Now, I'll just go home and think about the way I've been enlightened tonight.
That's right.
And I'll have more kind thoughts about the male gender.
You're never too old to learn something.
No,
new.
I've learned something tonight.
I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones and coffee all week. Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones and coffee all week long. I want to thank Junior producer Lauren for doing a great job. Producer Ann for doing a fantabulous job all week. Engineer Anderson for doing a spectacular job. And, of course, filling in for him tonight, we had Engineer Ken who did a marvelous job. Seen and not heard. That's what
laughed
I love about
jokes.
Ken.
Laughed your jokes.
And laughed like a retard at everything, everything that came out of my mouth. Drew was funny. Drew was a little alarmed. He's like, Ken, the new engineer, he's laughing. He's laughing. Why is he laughing? I said, well, he's new.
Okay.
He's not been indoctrinated. And Anderson over there waiting for his next butt and giving me the stink eye all night long. Producer Am looking at her back while she futzes on the computer. Everyone else hoping something horrible happens to me on the air. I know what they think, Drew. Oh, yes. But not Ken. No, nope. A new broom sweeps clean. Fresh-faced kid comes in here. Wants to be entertained, and doggone it, he gets it. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.